From the Heart, February 15. United with our Maker. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. There is a great work for us to do if we would inherit eternal life. We are to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and live a life of righteousness. Many teach that all that is necessary to salvation is to believe in Jesus. But what saith the word of truth? Faith without works is dead. We are to fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, take up the cross, deny self, war against the flesh, and follow daily in the footsteps of the Redeemer. There is no salvation for us except in Jesus, for it is through faith in Him that we receive power to become the sons and daughters of God. But it is not merely a passing faith. It is faith that works the works of Christ. Living faith makes itself manifest by exhibiting a spirit of sacrifice and devotion toward the cause of God. Those who possess it stand under the banner of Prince Emmanuel and wage a successful warfare against the powers of darkness. Genuine faith in Jesus leads to denial of self, but however high the profession may be, if self is exalted and indulged, the faith of Jesus is not in the heart. True Christians manifest by a life of daily consecration that they are bought with a price and are not their own. Whoever takes the position that it makes no difference whether or not we keep the commandments of God is not acquainted with Christ. It is a fatal mistake to think that there is nothing for you to do in obtaining salvation. You are to cooperate with the agencies of heaven. Those who are connected with Jesus are in union with the Maker and Upholder of all things. They have a power that the world cannot give nor take away. But while great and exalted privileges are given to them, they are not simply to rejoice in their blessings. As stewards of the manifold grace of God, they are to become a blessing to others. We are our brother's keeper. Christ gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And that faith which accomplishes this zeal in us is the only genuine faith. If the branch is abiding in the true vine, its union is made manifest by the fruit that appears, for by their fruits ye shall know them.